How many of you believe that? And ye shall receive power after that, the Holy Ghost. I just want to say before Sister Vicky comes, church, we got a job to do tonight. It's our job and our responsibility to be a conduit for that power. So as she preaches and she brings forth the word of the Lord, we got to open up ourselves and let that Holy Ghost flow through us, because it will only fill us up so far before it flows out of us. And when we're full and it flows out, it just flows. And there's no stopping it. So I'm excited to have Sister Vicky here. Why don't you come preach to us, Sister Vicky? God bless you.
Hallelujah. This church has the best singers, the best musicians that I know of anywhere. We are blessed. I was in 53 churches last year, so I have a pretty good idea what goes on everywhere else. So I am able to say without a doubt, this is just awesome. If I could sing like that, if I could just throw my head back and sing like that, nobody would be able to stand me. I mean, Lord knew not to give me that gift. It's just awesome. I love you. You were so helpful this morning. You smiled and you got behind me and helped me. It's kind of scary up here. Somebody asked me, you want me to move the pulpit? I said, absolutely not. I like to hide back there. I'm glad I just barely stick up above it. I feel like I got some protection. It's scary up here. But I'm doing what the Lord has asked me to do. And my greatest fear is not what you will do, what he will do, that I will get in the way. I just don't want to get in his way. And I stand before you tonight in the fear of the Lord. I've sought him for these services this weekend. And tonight we're going to have a good time. We're going to laugh. We're going to cry. We're going to talk in tongues. We're going to get another touch of the Holy Ghost. Because we're part of the family. Oh yeah, they're scattered all over the world. We're part of the body. And every time we come, we're having a family reunion. We can just relax. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing me this opportunity. And again tonight, I'm under your covering, Bishop, ministers, tonight I'm under your covering. I'm submitted to you as I deliver the word of the Lord. Will you turn in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 2? I'm just going to remind you of some things tonight that you probably already know. First Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. He called us strangers, pilgrims, peculiar. We're royalty. We're different. If you're here tonight, you don't know what in this world is going on. We're different. Thank you for what you said tonight. That led right into what I'm going to present. Just relax. We are strangers. We are peculiar. The Bible says we are. But it's a good strange. It's a wonderful peculiar. And then one more scripture in the book of Exodus. I rarely go from the new to the back or to the front again. I rarely go back to the Old Testament, but the Lord directed me here. Exodus chapter 18. We're reading verses 1 through 3. When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, that the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt, then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her back, and her two sons, of which the name of the one was Gershom. For he said, I have been an alien in a strange land. Gershom means alien, sojourner, pilgrim. Often people name their children in the Bible according to what they were going through, what they felt. The names always have meanings. I am glad when I was in labor and delivery, I did not name my daughter Pain. Suffering. Because Moses said, your name is Gershom. Because I feel like a stranger. I feel like an alien. So tonight, for your hearing, I'm going to try my best to deliver this message entitled, I Am an Alien. Oh, it's going to get real fun up in here. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm having fun. And you may be seated. I had a friend come to visit. My friend is here with us tonight. I have brought my friend to church with me tonight. My other friend, Brother John, is helping me with my new friend. My new friend has a wobbly head. Thank you. I am an alien. My new friend came to my house a few weeks ago. He came in a box. He is indeed an alien. My friend is from another planet. The name of the planet is Amazon. My friend's name is Prime. He can be anywhere in 2 days. Woohoo! Amazon does not belong here. He doesn't belong here at church, and he doesn't belong here on this planet. He came from another planet. And I don't know what in the world to do with him. Because he has arrived, he is bigger than life and colorful, and he does not belong here. You see, Gershom realized my dad named me alien. Stranger, because they had left Egypt. The children of Israel were led out from everything that was normal. It was for their benefit. It was for their good. But all they did is murmur and complain about their salvation. Because they just wanted to fit in. They wanted to go back to Egypt. They really did not want to be rescued. It was evident, no matter how many miracles happened, they still couldn't get it in their minds that you don't belong here. Prime does not belong here. He's from another planet. I've had an awful time with Prime because I don't know what in the world to do with him. None of our clothes will fit him. And if you turn on the television, he's not interested because he speaks a different language. He's not the least bit interested in playing any video game that we have. He doesn't understand because he's an alien. He is not really interested in anything that we're interested in because he's from another world. And he's not changing his mind. Now, if he had changed his mind and decided, I'm going to fit in here on earth, I'm going to live like they live. I'm going to learn their language. I'm going to play their games and watch their television. And I'm going to do what they do. I'm going to go where they go. He would very quickly become westernized. He would fit in. But you see, he understands. I mean, I've been able to get this much out of him. He's here on a mission. Oh, it's a peaceful mission. Don't grab your foil hats. He's not here to read your mind. He's peaceful. In case you were afraid when he came walking out, let me just ease your mind right now. He is here on a peaceful mission, and I've been able to find out what the mission is. You see, he's from another planet. And the planet he is from, there's no disease. The planet that he is from, there is no nighttime. There's a beautiful light that shines day and night. The planet he's from, no one has to go to work or school. The planet that he is from, there's no more heartache, no more death, no more pain. The planet that he is from, there's plenty to eat, no poverty. Don't have to work for a living to grow your food. Go to the grocery store, scrimp and save. It's plenteous there. The planet he's from, there'll be no more tears, no more crying. And so he's on a peaceful mission. He's come to let us know that there is a spaceship that's coming back for him, and it's going to be any moment, and we have to make up our mind to get ready. He's going to tell us how to go to his planet. And you and I just have to make the choice. We want to stay here, or do we want to go to a place like that? His mission is peaceful. When I was a little girl, I can remember going to public school. I can remember quite well not fitting in. I can remember crying and saying to my mom, I don't fit in with the good kids and I don't fit in with the bad kids. The cheerleaders and the football players don't like me. And we called them hoods. The hoods don't like me. The smart kids, the nerds, they don't like me. Well, yes, they do. Everybody likes you. Are they mean to you? No. But they didn't ask me to go to their parties. They didn't talk dirty in front of me. They realized that even a little girl, there was something peculiar about her. I didn't fit in. And I'm so glad I had a mama that set me free as a child and said, baby, you're never going to fit in with this world because you're an alien. You're a stranger. You're a sojourner. You're a pilgrim down here. Jesus has just put you here for a little while, and he has a job for you to do. And one day he's going to come back and get you. We are aliens. We are here on a peaceful mission. Every day of our life, we're just going out into that world, a peculiar people. And you know what? We should not understand the language that they speak. We don't go where they go. We don't watch what they watch. We don't talk about what they talk about because we are aliens. Awfully quiet. It's truth anyway. We're aliens. We don't belong here. And what a lovely thing it is to be an alien. It set me free. I don't have to try to be something I'm not. I don't have to try to fit in. I don't have to understand what they're talking about. I have friends today. I am 55 years old. I know you're stunned. You thought I wasn't a day over 40. I have friends that say to me, you are the most naive person I have ever met in my life. I don't know that if that's a compliment or not. But I take it as one because I never did understand what the kids were talking about when they were talking dirty. I never did understand all the slang words they said. I never did know what cuss words meant. Why? Because I'm an alien. I don't speak their language. How are we going to win our world if we go back to school trying to fit in and be like them? How will the world ever see Jesus in you if you don't go shine at the job? If you don't go in the places of work and look different and act different and talk different? If you just blend in, we'll never get our mission out there. The mission is not just supposed to go over this pulpit. There are a lot of folks that we won't ever get in this house. But you see them every day. And you have an opportunity to say, I know something I've got to tell you about because I'm here on a mission. The spaceship is coming back. His name is Jesus. He's going to split the skies wide open. And we are not going if we're not ready. And if you're here tonight and you say, that is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in a church. She's got a green thing standing up there beside her. Yes, the Bible calls it the foolishness of preaching. This is about as foolish as it gets. But I'm here to proclaim that Jesus is coming back. We don't belong here. We belong in another land. We don't belong to this world. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. I'm just passing through. I don't belong here. I went to Paris, France. I was ministering in the headquarters church over there. I did a Sunday school ministry, seminars and training of Sunday school teachers. I went to a little shopping center behind the hotel. I had a friend with me. She has never been out of, had never been out of the United States. She was a little frightened to go to that grocery store, and I coerced her. We'll be fine. She said, we don't know the language. I said, I want to buy chocolate for my grandbabies. We're just going to slip over there, and we're just going to get some chocolate for our grands. Now, come on. Well, how are we going to communicate? How are we going to spend the money? I said, I'll work it out. I'm not afraid of too many things. She said, well, all right. She went with me, and we were going into the store, and of course immediately people look at us. They know we're not French. They know we're Americans. But I found out there's an international language. I get along everywhere I go because I just slap on a big smile. Everybody responds to a smile. We went in that grocery store, we got our little carts, and we filled it with chocolate, and we were ready to check out. And I told her, I'll take care of the euros and the money. I learned everything the hard way. I mean, the first time I went over there, I've been over four times, and the first time I went over there, I went to a McDonald's nearby, and I pointed up to the number that I wanted. I wanted a fish meal, and it was number 36. They number things oddly, and so I thought I'll just give them the number, and I gave them a 36, and their eyes got real big, and they talked in French to everybody, and they were lining 36 fish meals. They thought, fat American woman's going to eat 36 fish meals. I had to try to sort that one out. No. One. One fish. Yeah, that wasn't pleasant. And I learned the hard way. And so now I've got confidence. You know, this is about my third trip over there. And I can speak enough to figure out where the restroom is and how to use their money. And so we go over there to the grocery, and we're in line. And we're getting ready to go through the line. And she is so relieved that everything's almost over. She doesn't want to get out of there. A man full of devils walked in the store. Demon-possessed man. He got his shopping cart, and he started towards us. We were lined up this way. The checkouts were all right here, and we were down at the very end. And he got his shopping cart, and he started towards us. And that man was pushing his cart. He was turbaned. He was not from France either. He was from another land. But he was full of devils. And when the man caught my eye, the man dropped his hands off of his shopping cart. He put both hands up towards me like this, and he went running full force at me. Ah! I didn't run. I just stopped, frozen in my tracks. And when he got to me, he slid like a baseball player into home plate on his knees. And on his face, he began to bow three times like this on his face. Then he got up and he straightened up his robe and he looked all around nervous like, did anybody see that? And he ran out of the store. And my girlfriend grabbed my arm. She said, see, I'm never going anywhere with you again. I said, now wait a minute. Why would I be afraid? I'm a pilgrim. I don't live here. My big old angel goes with me everywhere I go. And what he meant for harm, the angel of the Lord stood in front of me and said, oh, no, you don't. I live inside of her. That old devil had to get down on the ground when he slid into home plate. I am an alien. I don't belong here. You want Jesus to take care of you? Then start acting like an alien. Realize who you are in this world. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm not screaming because I'm mad. I'm screaming because I'm excited. I don't want to be misunderstood. I'm just excited that I'm an alien. Yes, I got out of the car, parked in a little parking meter because I want to go downtown French Quarters. I'd never seen French Quarters, New Orleans. I didn't know what kind of day they were having down there that day. I was having a day. A lot of days they have down there. They were celebrating everything but Jesus. I just wanted to eat some good Louisiana cooking. I didn't have all this in mind. I got right down in the heat of it. I mean, everything was going on down there. Everything. Sodom and Gomorrah was going on. And I'm standing in the middle of that, and I'm an alien. I'm like, I have my head to hang down. I'm like, I gotta get out of here. I don't want crawfish that bad. And so I'm scrambling around. I got to get out of here. And I'm making my way through the crowd. It's elbow to elbow. And I'm trying to get out of there. And all of a sudden, a man comes running at me. And he gets right up. I mean, he's this close to my face. I can feel his breath on my face. And he says, oh, the preacher has arrived. Talk about freaked out. You think I'm peculiar. The devil's about as peculiar as it gets. So I just hightailed it out of there. I didn't belong there. I'm an alien. I didn't push through the nonsense and say, well, I came down here and I'm on vacation, so I'm going to have fun. And no matter how many people have their clothes off laying on the beach, I'm still going to walk around here. And no matter, excuse me, because I'm an alien. Doesn't mean we can't enjoy nature and the things that God created. But come on, folks. He's called us to be aliens, to live a separated life. We don't do what the world does. We can't win our world if we're just blending in. The devil knows we're aliens. He laughs when we don't act like him. He knows who we are. If he doesn't know who you are, then you better find a way to get ready. Means you're not ready for heaven if he doesn't know who you are. We're aliens. We're foreigners. We don't belong here. There was an alien movie. I hope it's okay if I talk about a movie. I think there was some language in the movie. I'm not saying go home and watch it, okay? But there was a movie that came out many years ago called E.T. Anybody remember E.T.? Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. I have a picture, I believe, back there somewhere. E.T. came to Earth, and he was an alien. And a little boy named Elliot was having crisis in his family and his life. Steven Spielberg wrote this story based on, most people don't know, his own life. He was grieving over a parent's divorce at the age of 15. And he wrote this story about this little broken boy that finds a new friend. His name is E.T. Extraterrestrial. It's hard to say terrestrial. Is that right? Come on, somebody young. Thank you. Celestial, terrestrial. Anyway, E.T. was an alien. The story has some comedy in it. It has some things that you don't want your kids to watch probably in it. But he's trying to fit in a world that's not his. And throughout the story, it is evident that he's longing to go home. He wants to go home. He's trying to communicate to the little boy, Elliot, I want to go home. He raises his little finger and the end of it lights up. When he finally learns a little bit of the language, English, he says, phone home. Phone home. It's the cutest little thing. It'll make you want to cry. Phone home. And finally, Elliot realizes he doesn't belong here. I want to keep him. I want to put him in there with my stuffed animals. He was hiding him from his mother because he knew she would freak out. He wanted to keep him. But E.T. didn't want to be there. So E.T. was constantly letting him know. Phone home. Phone home. Mr. Oliver, some things you do are just ridiculous. Every time you get down to pray, I want you to see my finger in the air. Phone home. I found out that the only way to remain an alien in a non-alien world is to never lose sight of the other world. To always have that deep longing in your heart. I just want to go where Jesus is. I just want to be with him. I'm so homesick tonight I can't stand it. I just want to go home and I can't get there yet. So I made up my mind. I'm going to pray every day. I'm going to communicate. I'm going to talk with the one who created me. I'm going to let him know that I'm watching for his returning. You're not going if you're not ready. Some of you are laughing at me. You think I'm really funny in a bad sort of way. You're right, I'm peculiar. And I am up here with these antics tonight for one reason, because I want you to make heaven. And if you have not come to an altar and asked Jesus to forgive you for your sins, if you have not gone down in the water in Jesus' name, if you have not been filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, then you're not ready to go. And Jesus is coming, and he could come any moment. The spaceship is on its way, and my mission, your mission tonight, is a peaceful mission to go out into your world and let them know Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Yeah, there were seven that received the Holy Ghost today. Five were baptized in Jesus' name. How many are you going to go out and get this week? And you're going to pray them through at work. You're going to pray them through in the Walmart. You're going to pray them through in the restroom. You're going to pray them through on the couch in a Bible study. People are getting the Holy Ghost all over the world. You don't have to wait till Holy Ghost Sunday. We need to be winning our world. Pastor needs to be getting phone calls that say, Pastor, we just finished a Bible study and seven, a family of seven received the Holy Ghost in the living room. One call after another needs to be coming in where you and I are fulfilling our mission. E.T. got his point across. He needed to connect with the spaceship. He needed to let him know where he was. That he wanted to come home. So Elliot didn't know what to do. So he grabbed a little speaking spell. Early children's computer. He rigged together a coffee can, a coat hanger, aluminum foil, bobby pins, and an umbrella. He put together a device. He takes the device on his bicycle away from the town and all the houses and all the people. Because when you're with a lot of people, there's mixed spirits. There's a lot of stuff going on in this room right now that you cannot see. There are angels moving about and there are devils moving about. So you got to get away, church. You got to have time to talk to your Creator. You got to have a prayer closet, a place you go alone, outside looking at the stars, or a walk in the morning, or coming to the church when it's dark and quiet. But you got to have a place away from all that. He took him away. And when he got him away, he hooked the turntable and his device to the tree branches using string. And the wind began to blow. And when the wind began to blow, that turntable began to move. And the signal was sent. E.T. sent his signal to the spaceship. Come and get me. Come and get me. I just want to go home. You know the rest of the story. He was rescued right before he got so sick of this world that he died. He was rescued. And he was taken home. The Bible says, behold, I come quickly. Jesus is coming. We've come to the keyboard. You see, we're not going to heaven if we are not ready. Aliens speak another language. Aliens don't speak a language you can understand. You don't have the Holy Ghost today? The greatest sign, the number one evidence, is that your mouth will move and you will speak words in another language. He will fill you with his spirit and you will have strange words, alien words, something you've never said before. That's what alien means. Strange. Come out of your mouth and you will know, I am a child of God. I am truly an alien. Luke 21 says, there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. I'm reading right from the Word tonight. Are you hearing this? How many of you got your eclipse glasses? Raise your hand if you got eclipse glasses. Come on. You're embarrassed. Raise it high. I got some eclipse glasses. Wave your hand. I saw three or four over here. I know we're only at 85% here. And it's going to be a cloudy day. But I'm sure not going to scar my corneas. There will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. And upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. The sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear. And for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. He's coming back. He's coming to get us. Our mission, our peaceful mission, our loving mission is to win our world. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up. Lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Quit weeping over earthly things. They don't matter. Quit chasing the almighty dollar. Doesn't matter. Quit living for this world, trying to get more things. Doesn't matter. Set your hopes on things eternal. When you see these things, it's happening tomorrow. So, Sister Oliver, are you a prepper? Are you prophesying? No! I'm just an alien in touch with another world. It doesn't take a rocket science to see that it's happening. What Scripture said would happen is happening. One of the things is happening tomorrow. Signs in the heavens. Wake up. Wake yourself up. The wind's blowing tonight. Jesus is here. If you're not ready, tonight's your night. Would you stand? If you have not been baptized in Jesus' name, I would not wait another moment. If you don't remember how you were baptized, you're not sure what they said, be baptized again. Someone did that this morning. They said, I don't remember what they said. And they came to the water and they were baptized again. If you have never lifted your hands in an altar and said, Jesus, I'm sorry for the bad things I've done, tonight's the night to do it. Get your heart cleaned out. He'll forgive you. It doesn't matter what you've done. He'll forgive you. It'll be as if it never happened. If you have never received this gift of the Holy Ghost, come. He'll fill you up. You'll have such great joy. And it ought to set you free tonight, that you don't have to fit in. Quit trying to fit in. We don't belong here. We're weird. We're a good weird, but we're weird. It ought to set you free. So when you go out to eat after church, you just ask the waiter, Have you heard about the Holy Ghost? So, well, they'll think I'm weird. Of course they will. You are. I pray people through in the hotel, in the bathroom. I baptized them in my bathtub. I don't just go around telling you that, because it wasn't me that did it. Jesus did it. But I'm just sharing that I'm not afraid to be weird. Obviously. It ought to set you free. Go to work, start telling people about Jesus. Oh, I'll get in trouble on my job. Well, be wise, but be weird. Tell them at lunch. Invite them out. Get somebody to come to your house for dinner, somebody you don't know. Quit inviting all your friends over for dinner. Invite a stranger. That's weird, isn't it? That's a good weird. Make friends and tell them about the spaceship coming. Tell them about the mission you're on. Tell them why you're here. Reach out in love to folks. Not condemning what they are. You know why they are what they are? They're trying to fill a void. They don't know what you know. The minute they can change what's inside for something better, they will. Let it set you free to win your friends. You don't have to do what they do. It's okay to turn your head the other way when they talk dirty. It's okay to say, no, I'm not. I don't watch that kind of stuff. It's okay, because you don't belong here. Quit trying to fit in. The spaceship is coming. Jesus is coming. The altar's open. Altar workers, will you make your way to the front? Those of you that need to repent of your sins, you need the gift of the Holy Ghost. You want a refilling of the Holy Ghost. You want to make sure you're ready. Please come. Close your eyes and raise your face and raise your hands. If you know somebody in this building that needs prayer, go to them and offer to pray with them. Young people, fill this altar. Lift your hands and let Jesus touch you again. Now, church, will you gather in? Let's all just gather in for just a few minutes before we leave tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yala moshata yada. I'm
yourselves and pray. I'll hear from heaven, oh, I'll hear from heaven. And if they seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven, oh, I'll hear from heaven.
My people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. I'll hear from heaven, I'll hear from heaven.
And if they seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven.
I'll hear from heaven, Lord.
I will hear, I will forgive,
I will wash away your sins,
all of your tears, all of your shame. It will be covered by my name. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, I'll hear from heaven.
Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's it. Find someone to pray with. And if you're praying for the Holy Ghost, just press your way right into the kingdom of God. God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost tonight. God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost tonight. Oh, what a great God we have. Yes, what a great God we have.
It will be covered by my name. I will heal. I will forgive. I will
wash away hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise God, praise God. That's it. Brush your way into the kingdom of God. Oh, the presence of the Lord is real. God is here. God is walking our aisles. He's touching hearts. He'll touch your heart and fill you with the Holy Ghost.